I'd like to call the special meeting of the Board of Library Trustees of Friday, May 24th to order. The subject today is the budget. Is there anybody here to make public comments? No, there are not. The full board is here. Do any board members have any comments to make? Good, we'll move right on to the action agenda. The first item is setting the library tax rate, and as noted in the budget, the director's recommending that we go with the Consumer Price Index for the San Francisco Bay Area, which is 4.015%. Any discussion of that?
This is a...
Elliot, do you have anything you want to say?
I don't have anything additional to say that, that isn't in the, in the report.
Mm-hmm.
I could answer questions if you'd like.
Well, I have no questions, so I'll move the item. Unless somebody has some concerns or wants it debated or whatever.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Amy. Further discussion on that? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Sorry, can you repeat the motion? Sorry.
That we accept the Consumer Price Index rate
okay.
of 4.015% on which to base the budget.
Oh, thank you.
Aye. Okay. Now, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Sophie. All right, moving right on, it seems to me that Dennis pretty much plugged in those new figures and our items in terms of personnel and expenses and whatnot remain the same, but if anybody has any questions,
yeah.
Dennis is here.
The two material item changes since the last version.
Okay.
CPI is plugged in
mm-hmm.
on the revenue side, and then on the expense side, we increase the miscellaneous professional services consulting budget $125,000.
And that's because of things, expenses we're going to incur around the that central...
We might potentially yeah. incur primarily related to the central library.
Upgrading.
The construction. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
In interior, exterior, and the roof, the compressor on the roof, which will need changing.
Oh,
oh,
new item.
So that's a new, yeah.
That's
you
a
know,
new.
It's getting old, the equipment up on the roof. So that's a current item that it's working right
we'll be,
now.
Yeah.
One of the compressors. But in the relatively short term, the whole equipment will have to be
and is that the cause of some of the heating issues in the
yes,
library that
exactly,
were
exactly.
and the Friends sale, I know, was this meeting room was quite warm, actually. Elliot came in and saved us on Saturday morning by finding many
oh, yeah.
large fans for us to use. Thank you, mm-hmm. Elliot, for that.
Quick question. Is there a process where the library does an annual capital improvements or facilities review? So that you look at your facilities across the mm-hmm. system so that as much as possible, I know you can't always plan
right.
because like the stucco, that was unforeseen, unplanned, but is there a process where you review each facility on a regular
what we
basis?
We have recently implemented this year as part of our annual plan is a facility evaluation, quarterly facility evaluation process.
Okay.
And that each of the supervising librarians and the library services managers participate in. It's still something that some of our units are doing better than others. We I don't know if you are aware, but the supervisor over the facilities unit just got another job outside
Ooh.
Of the city, and so we're going to be recruiting for that. So that's obviously something that she
mm-hmm.
will
mm-hmm.
be responsible for
mm-hmm.
evaluating
mm-hmm.
and developing methods. And, mm-hmm. and so they may come with somewhat different ideas, and as we'll work with them on doing that for the next year.
So far,
mm-hmm.
have we utilized insurance to pay for any costs, or have we always paid out of our budget for facilities improvements or
yeah.
replacements, whatever?
So the city and Dennis knows this a little better than I. The city is basically self-insured and is part of a regional group.
Okay.
That rather than paying for paying insurance payments to a firm. So unlike a business, it works somewhat different.
Okay.
Is anything to add about that?
No, we belong with other Bay Area cities, agencies to like a joint powers authority.
Oh, okay. I got it now. Now that you said that, it rings a bell. Do we pay into that regular or?
We don't.
City does.
The city does. Is that a part of what they figure our share that goes to the city?
I don't have, in our budget, we don't have that explicit line that says that.
Oh, okay.
Insurance payments to city.
Okay. Well, you know, I just think that as a board, we need to know what we're up against, because like with the stucco, that was unforeseen, unplanned, it's emergency. But some organizations, that goes under their insurance, I didn't know. That's why I'm asking. Mm-hmm. And if we pay out of pocket, so I didn't know how it works here at the city.
Same as the stucco.
Okay.
We've had two other flooding incidents.
We
have always communicated it to the city attorney's office
for
possible insurance coverage. And then we, of course, we always address the issue because typically they're emergency, and we wait for a decision to come down whether it is covered or not. I can say in my tenure here, it's always been ruled against us that we've got to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In other words, we don't count on that.
Okay.
Line.
Yeah.
So we try to provide, you know, but if we like emergencies like that, that's when we like to have the reserve or some type of you know, not really operate in a deficit, too deep of a deficit.
Yeah.
All right, good. John?
So, Dennis. And I could be wrong about this, and please correct me, but as recently as 3 or 4 months ago, the city's numbers were still kind of fluctuating, uncertain. We're pretty you're pretty confident in what you're getting? What are, yes.
Yeah.
I think maybe the question, and tell me, is this partially to do that we weren't able to do mid-year reporting?
That's right.
I think that's the question. In other words, we've moved
past that, and everything is, we're pretty confident in these.
I would say yes. What is going to change, when the final budget is loaded, it occurs every fiscal year. And especially you see it in the biennials. Labor costs, staffing costs, because as better numbers come in through HR, through the city.
Well, actual heads in actual places and all of that.
They take out the placeholders and put in the real formulas.
Right.
So what actually gets sorted will be close to this, but it won't be precisely this.
Right. Understood. Thank you.
Pretty close on.
All right. I'd like to entertain the motion then.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sophie. Go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But did you have
no?
Okay.
I did not.
Yeah. Seemed like we were just going down the line. Just have a couple questions on the funds, starting with attachment 7. Unfortunately, it doesn't have.
It never has a page.
They're colored.
they're
like the
yellow and green.
Yeah, they're easier to find. Are you there? So, so the library tax fund, that's our big, big fund, right? We're showing these very, very big fund balances for 2018 and 2019. And that's because we were given money to spend on capital improvements that we didn't end up spending in those years, right? Yeah, and then we're going to spend it, and then our fund balances go down. But we're still looking at like $1.2 million positive fund balances after reserves.
Yes.
And so I just, that's always nice and it looks great, but I really feel that our job is to spend the taxpayers' money on library services and facilities. And I think that at some point we need to decide, is our reserve adequate? And does it cover the unforeseen eventualities that might occur? And if so, then we really shouldn't be carrying balances even of this size. That's my opinion. That's just something that I like to keep in mind, that we have to be prudent. But once we've been prudent, we should then spend the money on what the taxpayers give it to us for.
And Sophie, would that time be like once we find out what the stucco's really going to cost us? We know we have some very big unforeseen things coming at us.
Well, I mean, it's not even tied to that. It's mm-hmm. more a general policy that that we shouldn't, as a general matter, be carrying huge positive balances if we have set aside money for unforeseen contingencies, which is what the reserve is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. The reserve, which is 1.5 million,
the annual
is supposed
reserve.
To be our bounce yeah. for unforeseen yes. things. And we might want to look at how we define what those monies can be used for and whether we have defined that correctly. And we have talked about whether that was the right reserves amount. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I feel comfortable with it, but we might want to review that. Once we have we already have our bounce fund, then we shouldn't be carrying big positive balances just in case. Mm-hmm. That's my point.
Yeah.
yeah. And we should be spending them on library stuff. And you wanted to respond, and then I see.
I have a comment or my take on
right,
some
and then
of
I do
that.
Have some other
some
things.
That.
So if we chair.
Good, yeah, yes. okay, go
and then I'll do my other comments
okay,
after.
Okay, we'll go to Dennis, John, and then...
Going to point out the same thing I was going to point out.
Well, my then. Comment is, some of this is deliberate. We're in deficit spending for the next 2 years. Our expenditures exceed our revenues for
correct.
At least the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing.
And some of that is still uncertain.
Exactly.
A right. little bit, anyway. So... I understand your point, and the point is well taken. If you're taking taxpayers' money, you should spend the money. I understand that point of view. But if you're in deficit spending, and some of it is uncertain expenditures, it is prudent to kind of wait and see what's going on first,
well, we don't
from my point of view.
Right, but I don't view us as having a deficit. We put money in the fund,
okay.
and it's sitting there.
Call it what you want.
Yeah.
Our expenditures exceed our revenues. That's deficit spending to me.
Technically, but not actually.
Okay. One short-term issue in this budget mm-hmm. is that we do know that in 2021 we're going to have the labor agreements. That's not provided for in here. Mm-hmm. So that 1.18 that we see there is, in a sense, going to soak up some of that, if not more. I mean, who knows where it's going to be when the contracts come up.
The second element to that, if I may, is that the 2021 budget revenue is not necessarily is an unknown what the CPI or
right. So it's at a default rate.
It's at a default rate rather than the actual. So there's some. So, there is a good
yeah.
amount of unknowns yeah. both in both directions.
Okay.
Or
so even the labor in 2021 is really identical to the labor in 20 because. Labor isn't changed until.
But you're showing a CO. You're showing a cost of living increase in the labor.
No
cost.
Just
you're
the
not.
First, just
absolutely
the first.
Not. They're only.
We're only adding that social worker.
The labor or any grades that they know now that are going to affect 2021.
So you're not estimating labor with any.
No.
Any
no
increase.
No quotas until council blesses a
quota. Okay, yes. So you're not putting that in your no. calculation.
Okay.
Okay. Judy?
My concern was the same as John's. If we are in a deficit at this point, we cannot spend money. Then when we need it, we don't have it. Then we're really in big trouble. I think, is there a way we can define that for undesignated? Is there a way we can define that amount of money so that it has credibility to the voters, because I think the voters would be, I know as a resident, I would be more irate if you had money and you just spend it, well, we just need to spend all the money. Then if something comes up like the stucco, then you don't have the money. To me, that's far more irresponsible. I concur with John, if we're in deficit spending and you have a surplus at this time, then for me, we need to define and designate how those monies will be spent. And do you have a suggestion as to how we could do that, either Elliot or?
Well,
I would just like to say I wasn't suggesting that we do anything about it today. I was simply pointing out my point of view on these things, and we might want to think about it in the long run. But I absolutely would not suddenly throw things in to allocate it.
I understand and I respect that. But since we are discussing it, we need to begin that kind of thinking at this point, since it is crucial before we get into a situation where we have money and then the money's gone.
Well, it sounded from what Dennis said, though, that he was sort of realizing that we're going to have cost of living monies available in 2021. So
that's when we formulated the budget internal to the library. That's one of, I mean, that really was the intent behind having some money left over and not taking it down to, say, $250,000. Because otherwise, I mean, and I totally agree with your philosophy, you know.
Well, you're explaining why you have that number there.
Yeah,
that's different.
That there.
That's different from just having a number.
Yeah.
If we were all covered on the budget and this truly was a surplus, we probably would have increased the library materials budget.
That was
especially the $50,000 that we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the trickiness is there are some costs that are known and there are some costs that are not known. And the one area that I would say where that remains the biggest, this big chunk of money in building infrastructure.
Exactly.
If somebody were to ask me, are the costs going to be lower than 4.6 million or higher, which would I say? I would guess that they would be higher.
Higher. Yeah.
And I think that we've always operated under the understanding, and I think you even mentioned, Sophie, the reality that costs have been going up, not just annually, but monthly for paving costs and for other similar kinds of things. So we have a lot of unknowns there. If somebody were to ask me which slot would I put this in, it would not be under materials, because that's a known cost. This is an unknown that this is most likely this year.
But then that would suggest that we haven't used the right accelerator in estimating in our regular budgeting process, that maybe we need to adopt a different number for our cost escalation number, and that again is not part of just like we have a contingency fund and then we have another contingency fund. Again, I'm talking about like we need to be explicit, and that's why I'm saying if our reserves is so, if we are not putting in the correct sort of inflationary number for escalation of costs for capital expenditures, then maybe we need to do that estimation differently and reflect it in the budget as a potentially higher cost.
Yeah.
If we think we need more of a reserve, or that we need our reserve available for different types of things, like cost escalation beyond the escalation that we've already put in, then that should be explicit to our reserves, and we should make an affirmative decision about how much of a cushion we want to create. My point was simply that a number on the page that is kind of maybe there for bounce, for whatever, we don't know, we should be making an affirmative decision about that. Maybe the number should be 2 million. Maybe our reserve should be 3.5 million, and we should have a contingency for unexpected capital expenditures and a contingency for this and that. But just having a number where we haven't studied why it's there, we don't have a justification for why it's there, we can talk in this room about why we might want to have that number. All I'm saying is I think we need to do that explicitly. To me, that's part of our responsibility, is to to think about what our contingency funds should be, not just kind of guesstimate and have it in a fund balance. That's my point. So if there's, I did have some other questions, but if there's still interest in this topic.
Kind of the same, on the same, in the same vein. And I don't disagree with you. It's just, to me, there are certain uncertainties.
Which we should plan for.
I've been in organizations where we've decided along these lines, because something like the stucco thing came up, mm-hmm. where we decided for a number of years we were going to drop $100,000 into a capital improvement fund and just set that aside until we had a good amount in there, say 800,000 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You decide what the end game is for this, that very thing, because the stucco thing caught everybody off guard. And it's a big expense.
Well, and it would have been covered by insurance if we hadn't settled a claim previously. And we settled it, and we cut off our own ability to go back to our insurance, which may have been a mistake. So this is highly unusual.
I'm just saying there are various ways of thinking about this and what you can do with certain, you know, some surplus funds mm-hmm. and earmark those for certain things that you think might come up again, because these things do come up. Anyway, just a thought.
Amy?
I just have a comment, and that, I like everybody, I mean, I'm not disagreeing at all, but I think the danger in being too explicit is that you're limiting what you can spend your reserve on. So that's all. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had other questions.
Let's see. On... I was curious on the foundation fund. Are you just not, you're showing projected revenues for 2020 and 2021?
No, what
it's attachment plan? 10?
Yes. 10, okay.
Is that something that, and so that is not necessarily something that you've been told?
It's verbally seen as a placeholder. It's not a commitment from the foundation.
Okay, and there's no, they're shown some. Okay, that was my question on that one. And I think that was it.
Right, thank you. Other questions? Are we ready for the motion?
I'll move if nobody else wants to move it.
Second.
Thank you, Sophie.
Move adoption of the budget as presented, right? Budget recommendation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Moved by John, seconded by Sophie. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. The deed is done. There's no agenda building needed, as we already agenda built for the next meeting. Amy?
I'm sorry, I forgot to do this during comments. I just wanted to say, I think many of us know Sue Holm. And do we know that she passed away a few days ago? Mm-hmm. I did not know.
Not know that.
So, yeah. Yeah, she mm-hmm. was 80. Yeah. And as I see her regularly, I didn't notice anything. So I don't have any more information. There's an obituary in the Chronicle. That's all.
A lovely obituary, actually.
Yes, it's very, very nice. Yeah. You're right, it is.
I should have adjectivized. This that you guys received, the only reason I'm giving it to you today is that we just were issuing this to people's paychecks.
Great.
Today, and I know that some of you have asked about the ILS, and so I just wanted to make sure you got it.
But. And I appreciate that we're getting this information, because mm-hmm. we are getting mm-hmm. questions, and it helps. And thank you for the website. It's online. It looks great, Elliot. All right, if there are no further items for today, the meeting is adjourned.
Oh,
thanks.
Good meeting.